I'm Anderson Cooper. Welcome to 360 Podcast. New developments in the death of Georgia's 17-year-old as the federal government decides whether to take action. Also, big wave surfer Laird Hamilton weighs in on a potentially record-breaking ride. Let's get started. Breaking news in the death of a 17-year-old African-American young man in Georgia. For months now, Kendrick Johnson's parents have insisted it was not a tragic accident, as local officials concluded, but murder. Now, earlier today, a judge in Loudoun County, Georgia, ordered the release of new potential evidence, including surveillance footage from the high school gym where Kendrick's body was found, taken just before he died or was killed. A few minutes ago, the breaking news. We learned the Federal Justice Department will announce whether Kendrick Johnson's death warrants a full-flown civil rights investigation. Details now from Victor Blackwell, who joins us from Valdosta. Victor?
Well, Anderson, in just a few hours, 1 p.m. tomorrow, U.S. Attorney Michael Moore will announce whether or not Kendrick Johnson, his death will get this federal investigation. Now, Michael Moore, whom I've had contact with over the 4 months that he's had this information, he says that he's led a very meticulous search and the family desperately wants this investigation.
Months of protests, sit-ins, and marches have shaken the small South Georgia city of Valdosta. Demonstrators say they want answers in the death of 17-year-old Kendrick Johnson. And soon, a U.S. attorney will announce whether or not he wants answers, too. In January, Kendrick was found dead at school. Investigators with the Lowndes County Sheriff's Office say Kendrick squeezed his 19-inch shoulders into the 14-and-1/2-inch center of this rolled gym mat. They say he got stuck upside down while reaching for this shoe. After an autopsy, a medical examiner with the Georgia Bureau of Investigation agreed. The official cause of Kendrick's death? Accidental positional asphyxia. Kendrick was suffocated by his own body weight.
We examined all the alternatives that were presented to us, and the only one that fit the physical evidence and the forensic evidence and the testimonial evidence that we received was this is an accident.
An accident, we just didn't believe.
Kendrick's parents, Kenneth and Jacqueline Johnson, believe the story about the shoe is a cover-up.
When I went and viewed his body that Sunday, you can see something happened. You can tell he was beaten.
The Johnsons want the U.S. Department of Justice to launch a federal investigation.
If they don't come in, they only send a message to the world. You can kill as long as you can get away with it.
In June, the Johnsons exhumed Kendrick's body and hired Dr. Bill Anderson to conduct an independent autopsy. Anderson says he found evidence of bleeding under the skin near Johnson's right jaw.
We were able to diagnose the fact that there was indeed blunt force trauma to that area.
So he took blows to the neck?
He took at least one blow to the neck.
Just to be clear, you've used the word several times, but in your view, this is a homicide?
Yes.
Also, Dr. Anderson says Kendrick's organs were missing. Instead, he was stuffed with newspaper. The Georgia Secretary of State's office has launched an investigation into that. Questions about the sheriff's office investigation have made the Johnsons more suspicious, including why these shoes found yards from Kendrick's body were not collected as evidence, and how did someone's blood end up on this wall in the gym? CNN laid out these facts for former FBI Special Agent Harold Copus.
I don't believe this was an accident. I think this young man met with foul play.
In September, a DOJ spokesperson said, "We do not see sufficient indication of a civil rights violation to authorize a civil rights investigation." However, behind this door, U.S. Attorney Michael Moore has continued to review the case and will soon announce his decision whether or not there will be a federal criminal investigation. In a statement to CNN in early October, Moore said, "This is about getting to the facts and the truth, and we want the Johnson family and the community of Valdosta to have confidence in the process." After 9 months, the Johnsons say they will not stop until they get an answer, no matter what the U.S. attorney decides.
How long are you willing to fight?
Till I die. If it take me till I die, I will fight till I die.